AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's now going to roll back some of the flight restrictions it's imposed. Ed Donahue has details.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it's going to roll back some flight restrictions. Even though the government shutdown is over, the FAA says the current mandatory 6% flight cuts are being downgraded to 3%. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has repeatedly said restrictions will remain until staffing at air traffic control facilities stabilizes and safety metrics improve. Meantime at the airport.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be worse.
Fijine Noel was flying out of Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's smooth. TSA was okay, so I'm surprised.
How long it will take for the aviation system to stabilize is unclear. Duffy has said controllers and other FAA employees should receive 70% of their back pay soon, with the rest to come. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A bankruptcy judge says he will approve the Sackler family and Purdue Pharma's latest deal to settle thousands of lawsuits over the toll of opioids. Jeff Mulvihill has details.
The deal calls for members of the family to contribute up to $7 billion over the next 15 years. Unlike other settlements, this one has provisions for some individuals and their survivors to receive payments. Those are expected to be around $8,000 or $16,000, depending on the exact details of each claim and how many people take up the offer. I'm Jeff Mulvihill. I'm at U.S. Bankruptcy Court in New York City.
An immigrant who was arrested after a Milwaukee judge allegedly helped him dodge federal agents has been deported. Eduardo Flores Ruiz pleaded guilty to illegally reentering the U.S. And in Washington state, health officials say a resident has bird flu of a different type than seen in previous infections. This is AP News. Atop the NFL right now, Drake May and the Patriots at 9-2.
New England's second-year quarterback tells the AP his team's unexpected success hasn't come as a shock to him.
No, I think things have surprised me. When you put the work in and you got good players and good coaches, you know, you're going to get a result that you want.
May's year two growth has been on full display. He leads the league in passing yards and ranks second in touchdowns. Pat's tight end Hunter Henry.
Shoot, he's my MVP, man.
May is also garnering MVP consideration around the sport. He was showered with MVP chants by New England fans during Thursday night's 27-14 win over the Jets.
I just appreciate them for embracing me, just trying to embrace this city and give these fans and this team and just myself, just leave it all out there and give me everything I got.
Gethin Coolball, Foxborough, Massachusetts.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.